Snooks Show, starring Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks with Hanley Stafford as Daddy, Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, and me, Harlow Wilcox. And brought to you each week by Jell-O and Jell-O Pudding. And now to the Higginses of Sycamore Terrace. Well, it's Saturday afternoon, and Daddy has fled from the bustle of his office to the peaceful tranquility of his home.
I certainly don't see why you can't, Lancelot. Fred Jackson got his wife a new washing machine. Mrs. Weemish has one. Mrs. Bastion...
Dear, I've told you a dozen times I don't know how they do it. My name is on every list in town.
Well, they're making them again.
I know, I know. They're making new cars, too. Can I get one? That car salesman who used to call me twice a week, remember? I now have to make an appointment to say good morning to him.
Well, I just don't understand it.
I understand it all right. You can get anything you want if you have enough money to pay for it. Look, when the time comes that I can get you on at list price, you'll have a new washing machine on your hands.
Sure, I'll have a new washing machine, but I won't have any hands.
Vera, you know how I feel about spending money foolishly. Now, please, dear, let's drop the subject. I want to glance through this encyclopedia. I have some research to do.
Lancelot, that isn't a new one, is it?
Yes, a beauty too, isn't it? A whole encyclopedia condensed into one volume.
Are you joking? We already have two sets of the encyclopedia. 48 books. They take up a whole wall.
But, darling, this is condensed into one volume. The salesman said...
Oh, now... the salesman. Honestly, Lancelot, sometimes I think your brain is condensed. Well, have fun with your research, Einstein. I've got some washing to do.
Oh, women. You can't win. I can't buy an encyclopedia. I can't go to the Centenary Stamp Exhibition. I can't get... Hey, let's see what this has to say about stamps. Squid, squinch, Stafford, stagger, stammer, stamp. Ah, here we are. Great Scott, what was that? Snooks! Oh, Snooks!
Yes, Daddy?
What was that noise? What happened?
Robespierre just fell off a 20-foot ladder.
Robespierre fell off a 20-foot ladder? Did he hurt himself?
No, he just fell off the bottom rung.
Now, what's the matter with you? Why didn't you tell me that in the first place?
Because you look so cute when you're mad.
Now, never mind how I look. Now, run along.
What are you doing?
I'm doing some research.
Let me help you, Daddy.
No.
Let me help you.
Look, I don't need any help.
I won't be much help.
Please, Snooks, go away. Let me work in peace.
All right, Daddy. Where'd you put the newspaper?
The paper?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I must have left it on the bus.
Oh.
What's the matter now?
I wanted to read the funny.
Well, they're not here. Read something else.
I don't want to read anything. I want to know if Felix Fosdick captured any face.
Any face? Who's any face?
He's a desperate criminal, and he could be anybody. Maybe you're funny face. Maybe I'm any face. Look, I'll pull my face apart. Yuck, yuck.
Oh, stop that, Snooks. Listen, I know you're not any face.
How can you tell?
If you could have any face, you wouldn't be wearing that one.
Yeah. I sure am ugly, ain't I, Daddy?
Now, cut it out. A fine commentary on the intellectual level of the country, when all you kids think about is the funnies. Why don't you try improving your mind? Why don't you read something worthwhile? Snooks, if you just look in this encyclopedia, you can find the answer to anything you want to know.
I can?
Yes, I'll show you. What do you want to know?
What happened to any face?
Oh, I might as well face it. You'll never learn anything because you don't want to learn. But look what you're missing. Each page of this book is a treasure trove of information. Look right here, for instance. Light. Do you know how fast light travels?
No. Nope.
186,000 miles per second.
Gosh! Where's it going?
It isn't going anywhere.
Then why is it in such a hurry?
That's my daughter for you. Lovable, but stupid.
Yeah, that's me, lovable.
Why, just browsing through the encyclopedia is a rewarding experience. Suppose somebody asked you what the capital of Nicaragua is.
What is it?
It's right here. Managua. Or suppose somebody asked you to name the chemical symbols for sulfuric acid. It's right here.
Uh-huh.
H2SO4.
Imagine that.
Or somebody... we'll say somebody stopped you.
Uh-huh.
And asked you what president of the United States served only 1 month. Uh-huh. What would you say?
William Henry Harrison.
William Henry... Huh? How did you know that?
I'm looking over your shoulder.
Oh, I might have known. Well, run along now. I've got work to do.
Oh, Lancelot, would you mind running an errand for me?
Vera, can't you send Snokes? I'm trying to finish something.
Look, Lancelot, it won't kill you to take 10 minutes off. Drive over to the market and get me some soap flakes. I want to get these things out on the line before the sun goes down.
Oh, all right. Come on, Snokes. Try to get anything accomplished in this house. It's only by application that we assimilate culture, Snooks.
Mm-hmm.
You can improve your mind by just sitting down 15 minutes a day with a good book.
Without reading it?
Oh, that does it. I give up on you. Come on, here's the market.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
I'm conducting a sidewalk radio quiz. We're going on the air in a minute. Would you mind sticking around and answering a few questions?
Oh, sorry, old man. I'd like to, but I'm in a hurry.
Well, thanks just the same.
Come on, Snooks.
Who is that man, Daddy?
You heard him. He's a radio announcer.
Well, what's he doing out in the street?
Look, I didn't have time to answer his questions, and I haven't got time to answer yours. Here's the grocery department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was it Mommy wanted?
Bran flakes.
Oh, yeah. No. Soap flakes.
What's the difference?
I'll show you at breakfast tomorrow. And don't walk so close to that counter.
Why?
Because those soup cans are arranged in a pyramid. And if you touch it, they all fall. What's the matter with you?
You're right.
Must you put your grubby little hands on everything? Help me get these cans up.
I didn't mean it, Daddy.
You never mean anything.
Hello there, Daddy. Hello, Snooks.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harlow.
Let me give you a hand, Daddy. I'm an expert at building these grocery displays. I just built that one over there.
Which one?
There's a $64 question for you.
The Jell-O pudding display, Snooks. See, there's Jell-O vanilla pudding.
Yeah.
There's Jell-O butterscotch pudding.
How do you like that?
There's Jell-O chocolate pudding.
Yeah, right on the tip top. Oh, boy.
Snooks, stay away from that display.
Oh, come on, Daddy. It's hard to tell anyone to stay away from Jell-O pudding. It's so delicious. All three flavors have a real homemade goodness. Jell-O vanilla pudding is so rich and distinctive. Jell-O butterscotch pudding has such an old-time buttery brown sugar taste. And Jell-O chocolate pudding is such a swell chocolatey treat.
Yeah, it was so delicious.
And those three Jell-O puddings are so easy to make. They cook to satiny perfection in just about 5 minutes. And they're nourishing, made with milk. Boy, I'll bet that Jell-O pudding display doesn't last long. All the customers will be after it.
Oh, that's fine, Harlow. Now let's finish this pyramid that Snooks knocked over. Here's the last can.
Ah, there we are. The pyramid's as good as new.
And for goodness sake, Snooks, don't bump into it again.
I didn't bump into it. All I did was just touch this little can down here.
Look out! No!
I couldn't help it, Daddy.
Oh, get out of here. Go out in the car and wait for me. And don't knock over any buildings.
I'll try.
All right, sir. Now, here's a question for you. Answer it correctly and win 2 tickets for any of our broadcasts. What was Mark Twain's real name?
Mark who?
Twain. I'll give you a hint. Sam? Samuel?
Oh, yeah. Samuel Goldwyn.
I'm sorry, sir. It's Samuel Clemens. Certainly you've heard of Samuel Clemens.
I never even heard of Mark Twain.
Step in a little closer, please, ladies and gentlemen. We're blocking traffic. Now, here's another question. And remember, these were all taken from the new condensed version of the encyclopedia. What president of the United States served only 1 month? Now, that's a tough one. Any volunteers?
I know it, mister.
Well, the little girl thinks she knows it. All right, little girl. What president of the United States served only 1 month?
William Henry Harrison.
Well, that's very good. Oh, here's 2 broadcast tickets for you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's our next question. What are the chemical symbols for sulfuric acid? Oh, come now. Someone must know it.
I know it, mister.
The little girl again. All right, child. What's the answer?
H2SO4.
Perfect. H2SO4. That's amazing. What's your name, little girl?
Snooks Higgins.
Where do you live?
455 South Elm.
And how do you happen to know so much?
Of course, I take time to improve my mind.
Well, you certainly are an unusual child, isn't she, folks? Well, that concludes our sidewalk quiz, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
I tell you, Vera, I just don't know what to do about that kid. She seems to know less and less every day.
Well, maybe she'll snap out of it, dear. She's upstairs studying now.
Studying, but she never learns anything. You should have seen her at the grocery store today. Knocked down a whole pyramid of cans. And as soon as I got them up, bang, she knocked them down again.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm worried about her, too. Maybe we should get her a private tutor.
We'll have to if we want her to be able to read and write by the time she's 21. I hate to think she's stupid, Vera, but everything points in that direction.
Well, she's still very young, dear. She'll change.
I hope so. Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking to Mr. Higgins?
Yes?
This is Mr. Clark of Columbia Broadcasting System. You have a daughter named Snooks Higgins?
Yes.
Well, she was on one of our sidewalk programs today, and I must say she's a most outstanding and unusual young lady.
Huh?
In all our experience, we've never run across a more alert, intelligent, or better-informed child.
Are you sure you have the right Higgins?
Her name is Snooks, isn't it?
Yes.
455 South Elm.
That's right.
Well, you ought to feel very proud, sir. The reason I'm calling is, we'd like to use her as guest star on our Miracle Children program tomorrow night.
Miracle Children?
Yes. As you know, it's like the Quiz Kids. All the brightest little minds we can find competing with each other.
Oh, no. I don't think Snooks had better get mixed up in that.
Oh, you may be sorry, Mr. Higgins. There are some wonderful prizes, and I think your daughter could run away with them.
Well, she might run away with them, all right. But I don't see how she could win them.
Well, there's a bicycle, a set of the encyclopedia, and a grand prize of a new electric washing machine.
You don't say. A washing machine.
Do you think you might reconsider, Mr. Higgins?
Well, I don't understand it, but what time shall I have her there?
8 o'clock sharp, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Higgins. Oh, yes, I can give you this much help. It was announced last week one of the groups of questions this week will be about Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Lancelot? You look dazed.
You won't believe it, Vera. But a man just called from the broadcasting company and wants Snooks to appear on a quiz program. He said she was one of the smartest children he'd ever encountered.
No.
Yes.
Who is this man? What does he do?
I don't know. He must be a vice president.
I'm tired, Daddy.
Oh, nonsense. It's only 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, come on, let's review what we've learned about Abraham Lincoln. When was he born?
I don't know.
When did he become president?
I don't know.
What do you know?
I'm tired.
Well, you're not going to bed till you've learned the answers to these questions.
I'm too young for you to keep me up this late.
Oh, don't give me that. When you were only 6 months old, you used to keep me up all night, and you did all right. Now, let's get to work. Who did Lincoln marry?
He married a toad.
Not toad! Todd! Mary Todd became Mrs. Lincoln.
Oh.
After he became president, a great war broke out. Who did Mr. Lincoln fight with?
Mrs. Lincoln.
No! The Southern Confederacy!
Ah.
Oh. Looks I don't understand you. Don't you want to win a washing machine for Mummy?
Yes, Daddy.
You want to get up there and make a fool of yourself?
No, Daddy.
Well, we've been cramming for 6 hours. It's time you learned something about this man.
What man?
Who have we been talking about?
Don't you know him yet?
Certainly I know. Every time you look at a penny, you see his face.
Oh, him!
Yes.
What's his name?
E. Porbus Unum.
No, Abraham Lincoln.
Who is he?
He was the 16th president of the United States. And he was born in the backwoods of Kentucky. Is that clear?
Uh-huh.
Well, would you mind repeating it to me?
He was the 16th president of the United States, and he was born backwards.
Going on here?
I'm trying to cram some information into this cantaloupe our child uses for a hat.
Well, calm down, for heaven's sake. You're waking up the whole neighborhood. Somebody's liable to send the police over.
All right, Vera, go back to bed. We'll be just a few minutes longer.
Well, hurry.
Now, look, Snooks, are you going to cooperate or aren't you?
Yes, Daddy.
A man calls up and says you're a mental giant. How he got this fantastic idea, I'll never know. But let's capitalize on it.
All right, Daddy.
Even if you don't win this quiz, knowing about a great man like Lincoln should give you an example to pattern your life after.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I'll tell you what I mean. Lincoln worked hard to improve himself, even in boyhood. He read every book he could find. He did his lessons by the light of a fire. Why, when Lincoln was your age, he walked 7 miles to school.
When he was your age, he was president.
Never mind the wisecracks. Now let's continue. Come on, Snooks, right down this hall.
Then we're going into the studio?
Yes, but first we have to drop into Mr. Clark's office.
Mm-hmm.
We have to sign some papers before you go on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Now remember, Snooks, keep your mouth shut.
Why?
Because this guy has an idea you're a genius. I don't want to disillusion him before the show starts. Oh, Mr. Clark, I'm Mr. Higgins.
Oh, yes, yes. Come in, won't you? Glad to see you. And this must be Snook. Hello, Snook. I said, hello, Snook. Why don't you answer me?
I don't want to disillusion you.
Note the use of the word disillusion, Mr. Clark.
Yes.
4 syllables.
I know. There's nothing your child can do that'll amaze me.
Want to bet?
Hello, Mr. Clark. I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, come in, Red. Meet your guest star for tonight. Red Preston, this is Mr. Higgins and his daughter, Snow.
How do you do?
Oh, yes. I've heard a lot about your daughter, Mr. Higgins. I hope she does you some good this evening.
You'd better hurry, Mr. Higgins. They're waiting for you backstage in Studio B.
Oh, thank you. Come on, Snooks. Nice to have met you, Mr. Preston.
Yes, so long. See you inside, Snooks, and you can show me your IQ.
I didn't bring it with me.
Come on. Well, just about 10 minutes till showtime. I better rush out and start the warm-up. Hey, you got that list of questions and answers for me?
Yes, right here, Red. That's funny. They were on my desk. Just a minute.
Yes, Mr. Clark.
Miss Davis, did you take that list of quiz questions off my desk?
No, sir.
That's strange. Well, bring me another copy from the file right away. Mr. Preston's in a hurry.
Yes, Mr. Clark.
Funny. Now, where could those questions have disappeared to?
Snooks may have Daddy worried at this point, but as far as I'm concerned, she always has the right answer. Whenever I ask, what's your very favorite dessert, Snooks always says Jell-O. She loves it, fixed anyway. But when Mummy wants to give her a special treat, she serves jellied orange cubes. It's a swell dessert and very simple to make. Just mold the Jell-O in a flat pan, chill until firm, and cut into shimmering little one-inch cubes. Turn into your prettiest serving bowl combined with juicy, fresh orange sections, or use one orange and one diced banana. Now you can use any flavor of Jell-O for jellied cubes, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, or lime. All 6 delicious flavors have that wonderful locked-in goodness that's exclusive with Jell-O. Flavor that's sealed right in so it's protected till your first cheerful spoonful. That's why Jell-O tastes so rich and good, it makes you think of the real ripe fruit. Remember, those big red letters on the box spell Jell-O, and Jell-O spells a treat. And now, to Snook's guest appearance on the Miracle Children Quiz Program. The missing set of questions and answers has not turned up, although I must say that Snooks looks strangely confident as she and the other contestants sit at their little desk, each of which has a microphone on it. Mommy and Daddy are just entering the client's booth.
Right in here, Vera. This is the client's booth. See, it's all glass enclosed.
I feel like a goldfish.
We can hear the program through this speaker here and watch the stage at the same time.
I'm so nervous. Do you think Snooks has a chance?
Frankly, no. But this is the Miracle Children program. Maybe a miracle will happen.
Why can't we hear anything, Lancelot? I see lips moving out there and people applauding, but I can't hear anything.
What? Oh, I forgot to turn on the speaker.
And brought to you each Friday night at this time.
There.
And now for our first question. Pay attention, kids, because this is a really tough one. What is the name of the process by which a liquid tends to flow toward a less dense liquid through a semi-permeable membrane? Well, I see our guest Snooks Higgins has her hand up. What is it, Snooks?
Osmosis.
Absolutely right.
I don't understand it. I didn't even know that myself.
And now for the next question, a real sticker. Who said the power to annul a law of the United States, assumed by one state, contradicts the letter of the Constitution? Jackie, is your hand up? No? Marie?
No, Mr. Pitt. I have my hand up.
Well, Snooks again. Who was it, Snooks?
Andrew Jackson.
Right again!
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
And now here's the next question.
It lasted from 1861 to 1865.
Right again!
This is utterly fantastic. For 20 minutes, she's given the right answer to every question.
Well, maybe we've been underestimating her, Lancelot. Doesn't she look cute? And I've never seen her so modest. She keeps looking down at her lap all the time.
Quiet, I want to hear this.
Now, here comes another toughie, kids. Now, on your toes, you're all being shown up by your little guest tonight. Listen closely. In what year did Lord Nelson fight the Battle of Trafalgar? Well, well, Snooks has her hand up again. All right, tell us, Snooks.
October the 20th, 1805.
Right again. The child got the month and year correct, and she only missed the date by one day. It was October 21st, not October 20th. What's the matter, Snooks? Your memory not very good?
No. The light's not so very good.
Pardon me a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Something unusual has come up here.
What's going on out there?
Why, it's Mr. Clark. He's whispering to the MC.
Now he's talking to Snooks. What's that thing he's taking off her lap?
Looks like a piece of paper. I wonder what this is all about.
We'll know soon enough. He's coming in here.
Well, Mr. Higgins, I'm surprised.
So am I, Mr. Clark. I didn't think she'd do that well.
How could she help doing well with a list of questions and answers in her lap?
No.
They were deliberately taken from my office.
Taken from your office? Oh, there must be some mistake, I assure you.
I am not interested in placing the blame, sir. All I want is a fair test of knowledge. We'll see how well your daughter does from now on, without the answers. I've instructed Mr. Preston to direct the hardest questions at her.
Oh, dear. I knew something was wrong. Turn that speaker up, Lancelot, and let's hear the rest of this.
Okay.
Well, I think we don't have much time left, so I'll skip to the most difficult part of the program. It's a memory test. Now, I'm going to read to each one of you children in turn a little story. When I finish, I want you to tell back to me as much as you can remember. All right, we'll let our guest, Snooks Higgins, go first. Ready, Snooks?
Uh-huh.
All right, here's the story. During the reign of King John, in the small English hamlet of Wapping-on-Thames, there lived a one-legged cockney wheelwright.
What's a wheelwright?
A wheelwright is a man who makes wheels.
Only right wheels?
No, he also makes left wheels.
Oh, why don't they call him Wheel-Left?
Yeah. That has nothing to do with the story. May I continue?
Yes, sir.
Now, the wheelwright's name was Thomas Smythe Bedlington.
Why?
How should I know why?
Well, it's your story.
Well, it's my story, but you're supposed to be listening to it. Now, let's understand each other. That was his name.
What was his name?
Now, one day, he left his house and started walking down the street.
Where was he going?
It
doesn't make any difference where he was going. He wasn't going anyplace.
Then why did he leave his house?
Because he felt like it.
Who's
Tom did.
Tom who?
Thomas Mack Medley,
sir! You let me get this story finished? I'm supposed to be asking the question.
Well, I ain't stopping you.
Yeah. All right, for the last time. During the reign of King Bedlington, in a small English Thames lived a one-wheeled cockney leg right. No, it's the end of the show, and thank heavens for that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we just have time left for our studio audience to choose the grand prize winner by their applause. Before I start holding my hand over the contestants' heads, however, I must call your attention to the fact that during the first 20 minutes of the show, this Higgins child had the list of answers in her lap.
I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I had them in my pocket.
Well, never mind. I don't want to get started with you again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding my hand over contestant Arnold Robertson. Yeah, Arnold Robertson, ladies and gentlemen. You didn't get to hear him tonight, but he's an awfully bright boy. Yeah, very well. Marie Norton. Remember her? She said no, Mr. Preston, earlier in the program. Okay, Jackie Phillips. Hey, Jackie Phillips! And, of course, the last contestant, Sook Higgins.
How do you like that? Great work, Snooks. Great work.
I got your washing machine for you, Mommy.
Well, Snooks has done it again. She's really unpredictable. And next week, she'll be back with us again in just as much trouble as ever. Be sure to listen. Until then, remember Jell-O and Jell-O pudding. Snooks, you have a way for us to remember it. How does it go?
Just a taste of Jell-O pudding or Jell-O, and you know it's the one and only J-E-L-L-O. I like it.
Everybody wants to marry Myra. She's the cleverest cook in town. And here is Myra's dessert of the week. Floating Island, made with Jell-O vanilla pudding. It's a sure success. Prepare one package of Jell-O vanilla pudding as directed on package, increasing milk to 3 cups. Chill, then top with fluffy meringue flavored with grated lemon rind. It's delicious. All three Jell-O puddings are rich and mellow, smooth as cream with a real homemade goodness. That's Jell-O, vanilla, butterscotch, and chocolate pudding with flavor that's best by your own taste test. I wonder how many of us are fully aware of the crisis in our school system today. Schools are understaffed, classrooms overcrowded, buildings and equipment inadequate and in need of repair. And some of our best teachers driven out of the teaching profession by these conditions and lack of public interest in the terrific job they're called upon to do. And the victims of this crisis are your children. 28 million boys and girls are receiving inferior educations, which means damage to your future peace and prosperity. Now, we can help this situation by joining and working with local groups, such as the Parent Teachers Organization. We can let the teachers know that we appreciate the vital importance of their services. Be sure to listen to The Thin Man, which follows in just 1 minute. Harlow Wilcox speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.